This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. The Women's College Basketball Final Four will be held Friday in Cleveland, with the sport more popular than ever. Iowa's record-setting Caitlin Clark is driving an increase in ticket demand, while traditional power UConn and undefeated South Carolina also headlined the weekend. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about what Caitlin Clark means to basketball and to Cleveland.
What really jumped out with me about Caitlin Clark, she's 6 foot, she's got real long arms, her court vision. She is throwing passes to places you just go, how, does she have eyes on the side of her head? And oftentimes when a player is so gifted as a scorer, you don't see the passing skills like that develop because they're there to what? Put the ball in the basket. Well, she's putting the ball in the basket, but she's also leading the country in assists. And she's getting nearly 8 rebounds a game. So she's playing the total game, and Amanda, when people get a chance to see her be either live or on TV, her stamina is amazing. Yeah. She never looks like she gets very tired because she isn't just somebody who brings the ball up the floor, get out of my way, I'm going one-on-one. She's moving without the ball, and she's playing, you know, some pretty decent defense, and she's rebounding. And remember, other teams are throwing 2 and 3 defenders at her. They're trying to wear her down. It's not working.
Caitlin Clark and her team have been breaking attendance records on their home court of Iowa. This Final Four in Cleveland, tickets have been at a premium. I think I checked StubHub, the cheapest ticket, around $800, as much as $15,000 in preparation of Caitlin Clark playing here. What does all this mean?
And also, the cheap ticket was $300 until now, until they found out she was coming. It's one of those situations where women's basketball on the college level has been growing, but you always need a face. You need somebody who's unique. Man, I'm going to tell you another thing. Caitlin Clark will win the Nancy Lieberman Award for the most outstanding college player in the country. She's already won it before. So in the late 70s, I'm a young sports writer in Greensboro, North Carolina. They had a college sort of all-star game. I'm watching Nancy Lieberman, who's dribbling through her legs, blowing past defenders. She's playing one game. The other women are playing something else. In the same way, I came away from watching Caitlin Clark saying she's playing one game and everybody else is playing something else. And what I think we will see is women developing longer shooting skills because of Caitlin Clark, but also, hopefully, looking at her passing, her defense, the whole total game that she plays.
Well, and I've just been glued to all the games because of Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I'm getting to know all of the other teams and all of the other star players. And it's making fans out of people who maybe are showing up to watch her, but now are really getting involved in the whole women's college basketball landscape.
Yes, I mean, the other night, so I'm watching Caitlin Clark and LSU. So then here comes UConn playing USC. And suddenly I'm introduced to USC star Juju Watkins. I'm going, oh my goodness. And she was only a freshman.
Put into perspective how big this is for Cleveland to get this once in a generation player in the same year that Cleveland gets the Final Four. All attention will be on this city this week.
And it will. And she's bigger than ever. That's the thing that's nice too. College basketball on the women's level is developing their stars. And many of their players stay there 3 and 4 years. It's not one and done. So that's a big part of this, too, is Caitlin Clark grew her audience by sticking 4 years at Iowa.
These games in Cleveland will be the last opportunity to see her play in college because she has declared for the WNBA draft, expected, obviously, to be the number one pick to the Indiana Fever. So this is a big deal.
Yeah, and that's kind of fun, too. So she's from Iowa, go play in Indiana, another basketball-crazy state. Had she played 1 year at Iowa and gone to the WNBA, it would have been interesting and nice, but it's nothing like this. So it's a great showcase for Cleveland and for the women's game. People will be talking about years from now saying, I saw Caitlin Clark play in Cleveland.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.